From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. In an elaborately coordinated response by at least five federal U.S. agencies, the United States struck back Thursday at Russia for hacking the U.S. presidential campaign with a sweeping set of punishments targeting Russia's spy agencies and diplomats. The sanctions could be pulled back by Donald Trump, who's issued a statement saying the U.S. should move on, but also vowing to meet with intelligence leaders to learn more.
President-elect Trump, of course, has had some very positive comments to make about President Putin and about Russia. He's been fairly dismissive of the hacking allegations.
That's VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf. Moscow has promised its own retaliation. There are reports that a fresh ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey has been broken. It went into effect in war-ravaged Syria at midnight Thursday. But a potential breakthrough in the 6 years of fighting that left more than a quarter million people dead and triggered a refugee crisis across Europe. Former president of the Syrian National Coalition, Hadi Alhambra, says the agreement does apply only to the Syrian military and rebels.
It includes all the Syrian territories, including the suburb of Damascus, Damascus, Idlib area, the suburb of Aleppo. So all the main areas, the excluded areas, are the one in the eastern side of Syria where ISIS is present.
If the truce does hold, there will be peace talks next month. It'll be a happy new year for millions of the lowest paid U.S. workers. 19 states will ring in the new year with an increase in the minimum wage. Massachusetts and Washington State will have the highest new minimum wages at $11 per hour. This is VOA News. Massive 20-ton sanitation trucks weighted with an extra 15 tons of sand will surround the iconic New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square. Officials say the security measure is meant to stop deadly truck driving attacks and crowds like those in Germany and France. The trucks, along with 100 patrol cars surrounding Times Square, is a new element to an already heavily policed event. The Tunisian man who plowed a truck into a Christmas market in Berlin this month killed 12 people. His attack followed a more deadly assault in Nice, France in July that left 86 people dead. New York police studied those events in planning their Times Square security. More than a million people are expected to attend the annual ball drop countdown in New York. Officials say there are no specific terror threats. When it comes to helping patients manage chronic illnesses like diabetes or heart disease, friends and family may be helpful and more helpful than their family doctor, and they're a lot cheaper, too. That's the conclusion of analysts at the University of Pennsylvania. In an article in the New England Journal of Medicine, behavioral economists said leveraging existing social relationships can lead to new healthy habits and behaviors, such as improvements in diet and exercise. The number of U.S. police officers killed in the line of duty increased sharply in 2016 following multiple attacks on law enforcement officials, including ambushes in Dallas and Louisiana. A new report shows 135 officers died on the job this year, some in traffic accidents, but nearly half were shot to death. That's a 56% increase in shooting deaths over the previous year. The attacks have complicated the nationwide conversation on the use of force by police in America, especially against African-American men. President Barack Obama has designated two new national monuments in Utah and Nevada at sites that have become key flashpoints over public land in the U.S. West. The announcement marks the administration's latest move to protect environmentally sensitive areas in his final days in office. The White House says Bears Ears National Monument in Utah will cover 1.35 million acres of tribal land. A coalition of tribes pushed to ensure protections for lands that are home to an estimated 100 archaeological sites, including ancient cliff dwellings. Critics call it another layer of unnecessary federal control that would close the area to development. And Serena Williams is tying the knot. The tennis great announced her engagement to Alex Ohanian on Thursday, posting a poem on Reddit that she accepted the proposal of the social news website's co-founder. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.